I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. There's a difficult season coming following civil insecurity in Sudan. Evangelical Free Church Mission's Kevin Complain says the bigger issues for the South tend to be development of the infrastructure and not security. The repatriation process is slow but steady, and they're working to raise $3 million to assist in the resettlement of six Sudanese villages.
Since the peace accord was signed a year and a half ago, we are working with them now to begin to repatriate refugees back into southern Sudan to get them settled back into their homeland, as well as to plant churches all across the southern part of Sudan.
Pray for the EV Free Church as they actively share the love for Christ in this region. Next, while many Christians turn off their lights and head to church or other activities on Halloween night, the American Tract Society is encouraging you to stay home this year and reach out with the gospel. Fern Knabel with the ATS says they're helping Christians do that through their Light Up the Night campaign.
We're really excited about our new track. It is actually called Light Up the Night, and it glows in the dark, and so people can really have a witness on Halloween night, whether at their home or at their church with like a fall festival.
ATS hopes to ship out 4 million tracts this Halloween. They're busiest time of year. Go to our website for more information on this campaign. And finally, 12 grandmothers from 8 states recently shared a single vision to take God's word to orphans in South Africa. Called the Granny Brigade, these women distributed the Book of Hope, an illustrated story of Christ written especially for kids. With each book, children also got a hope bracelet, a reminder of Jesus' love for them. The team distributed nearly 1,800 books of hope and 2,000 hope bracelets during the trip. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you're interested in finding out about short-term mission trips, go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. Click on Go on a Trip, where you can find hundreds of mission opportunities worldwide. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.